Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Save the date. The Pulp and Paper Industry Reliability and Maintenance Conference, sponsored by IDCON and Andritz, will be held March the 19th through the 22nd in Raleigh, North Carolina. Gain valuable knowledge and skill in reliability and maintenance best practices at the How-To Conference. Sign up early and save. For more information, email r.kent@idcon.com. That's r.kent@idcon.com. Or visit us at pprm.net. Space is limited, so don't delay. Sign up today.
This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The column is entitled, Being Hands-On Engineers and Scientists. And here's what Jim has to say about that. It was not so long ago that engineers and scientists often came from a rural background. This is still true in developing nations, but for those of us living in developed nations, it is usually no longer the case. My own experience is a good example. The practical application of working engineering and applied science, which surrounded me daily as a youth on the farm, helped develop my interest in becoming an engineer. My dad's outlook was one of repair it yourself. Of course, when the hot water heater went out and you needed a new one, you bought it and installed it yourself. That you wouldn't think of hiring anyone to do such a simple job illustrates how things used to be. Today, people wait on the side of the road for the auto club to come and change a flat tire. This has become the norm, not the exception. In fact, one consulting engineering firm I have worked with has a name for these book-learning-only engineers. They call them cubicle engineers. I am always doing something practical around our home. Over the years, this has included things like building a basketball court and finishing the basement. I've also designed and built an electric dumbwaiter that hauls the laundry from the first floor to the second. I used a garage door opener standing on end for the power source. It is to our industry's detriment that young engineers and scientists have little practical background and often seem not to be interested in one. Several years ago, a senior-level executive in one of our industry's companies told me they were stopping their support of a very well-known pulp and paper school because of their experience in hiring graduates from it. These young scientists were interested only in working in the lab. They did not want to get involved with operations and suffer the unpleasantness associated with a career in such an environment of heat, cold, and noise and shift changes.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes. Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
For pulp and paper companies to be successful, we need young people willing to start their careers working shifts and with at least the aptitude to learn practical matters. You can test for these attributes and weed out those that can't demonstrate a willingness to enter the industry in this manner. It would behoove our schools to add from day one a bit of this practical side to the education process. It may not be possible to do so within the classroom, as academic programs are already overflowing with required courses. But through extracurricular activities and internships, students should be encouraged to get their hands dirty. In the work environment, it may be valuable to encourage our engineers and scientists to take courses at local two-year schools in subjects such as welding or auto repair. Such courses can help round out people and add a touch of practicality to their education. Another way would be to invite your local big box home improvement store to offer some of their in-store classes on how to do simple household repair jobs at your mill site. These could be on Saturdays or concurrent to shift changes where employees could easily attend on their own time. In my book, The Lazy Project Engineer's Path to Excellence, I point out in the early chapters the problems with cubicle engineers. Some of the ideas here can help your facility overcome these issues and ultimately move to a higher plane of operations integration. As you consider safety, consider that teaching practicality does involve a new set of safety skills. Practice welding, for instance, takes safety to a whole different level from reading about it in a book. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.